You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
She, like me, is from Leavenworth.
I love Melissa Etheridge.
She, unlike me, has a sign leading into the city.
Well, it's great to have it goals. Maybe someday.
It's hurt my feelings for years. And Melissa Etheridge is celebrating a birthday today.
How young is she?
She is. Standby.
Standby stations.
64?
She is 65.
65.
Mm-hmm. 65 years young. Years yep. Let us never forget that I got Melissa Etheridge on the show for you.
One Scott, of the few panic attacks I've ever had in my life. Yes, Dan.
Have you petitioned the city council yet for a sign?
If you have to petition for a sign, you're not worthy of a sign.
I think you have to live there for more than 24 months.
I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
Get out.
Okay. Good talk.
Big Slick is in town this week.
Mama went to the press conference this morning.
What a privilege it is to have this cast of Motley Crue's in the studio. Taryn Humphrey is over there in the corner because she apparently is a big Dr. Rick fan. And I invited her over.
Stalker.
Two-time silver medalist. But the Kathy Nelson, the CEO of the Visitors Bureau and the Sports Commission, is in studio with us as we do Big Slick. Can you talk later a little bit about the World Cup? I'm assuming that's okay as well.
That's fine. We can.
And the yes. Kathy Nelson, you are a goddess on the mountaintop burning like a silver flame.
And a man that I have known.
I need that on a t-shirt.
Uh-huh. And a man that I have known for 34 years. We were journalism school partners in the early 90s. Two morons sitting in a back room cutting tape. And I never thought that both of us would be where we are. You did a little bit better than me. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know about that, brother.
Bill Glass, you know him on TV as Dr. Rick in the Progressive commercials, the man who teaches you how to not be your parents. And later we'll get into the story because Bill and I sat next to each other at graduation until he got up and left. Before the ceremony
even started. As one does, Scott. As one does.
And this was before cell phones and the internet, and I was busy getting on with my life, and he was busy getting on with hers. And it took Kathy Nelson and 31 years. It took Kathy Nelson and 31 years to bring us back together.
Yeah.
And
it takes a village.
Kathy Nelson is the linchpin. The linchpin.
Thank God you're here, Kathy Nelson.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
If I could just take you back to that night at Big Slick, it was just radiant aura. Walking across the room, the people parted, and there she was, Kathy Nelson.
Kathy Nelson.
Just glowing, the Kathy Nelson.
Like
and
a halo.
She was floating. She was effervescent.
And
then what really
ethereal
comes to mind as well. I agree completely. And then what ruined it was she was like, "Do you know Scott Parks?" And it was just like a record scratch. Just took me right out of it. Took me right out of this ethereal moment. I had to admit to knowing you.
Do you know Scott Parks? Reluctantly.
Yes. Yes. No. We had a great time in journalism school. It's fun. So it's great to be here, man. Thanks for having me in.
You bet. Big Slick is this weekend. This is a different format than in years past. In years past, it's either been a gambling tournament or. I remember participating in the first one and never being invited back. It was a wiffle ball tournament, and then it became a softball tournament, of which Bill last year hit a home run.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Why has the format changed this year, Kathy? I'm assuming I've heard it has something to do with FIFA.
No, not necessarily. It's changed a little bit.
Like to blame you. That's really your fault. Thank you for bringing FIFA to Kansas City. I'm teasing you, Kathy. Okay. No, I think it's more the Royals.
Yes. More the Royals.
I think the Royals are out of town.
And the Savannah Bananas are in town.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It's a trifecta of weirdness this year.
The Bananas are in town. I think they have the field, as I understand it. Yes.
So what is the format for the tournament this year?
For a
Big Slick?
For Big Slick. That's what it
There's just no softball game. So tonight we'll meet at Kauffman.
Okay.
We'll hang out for a VIP thing. And then tomorrow is T-Mobile. So tonight is kind of the combination of what would have happened yesterday, mm-hmm. right?
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. So it's just been kind of boiled down into one night. And then tomorrow we have T-Mobile.
Bill, who are you taking as your plus one? Are you taking Scott? Please take Scott.
So he'll stop talking about it?
So he'll stop yammering on.
Sorry, but Kathy beat him to it. So
sorry,
guys. We talked about it in the car. Yeah. I just feel like it's
today at the press conference, I bumped into Mama Sudeikis, and I said that I would be interviewing you today on the Rod Didio, Miss Kathy. And she said, she's one of the four Kathys. And I said, what's that? And then I said, wait, don't speak. I told Mama Sudeikis, I want to hear it from the Kathy Nelson. So what are the four Kathys?
Okay. So we all crossed paths at Fox 4. When I was at Fox 4.
Okay.
A little reporting, a little producing, a little bit of everything.
A little song, a little dance?
Yes.
A little seltzer down your pants?
Yes. Well,
easy,
maybe not that.
Easy, Captain.
So Kathy Sudeikis, we had started a travel segment. So Kathy, we brought her on as our travel guru, okay. And she came on our midday show. So I got to know her there as a associate producer and her coming in and making sure the graphics were right and all that. Jason was young, I won't say how many years ago. And then on top of that, Kathy Quinn was working in the news business.
And is still working.
And is still working now at Fox 4. So we all crossed paths that way. And then lastly, our fourth fun Kathy is Kathy Hannis, who also—
PR wonk to the
thank
stars.
Thank you. So the four of us get together for birthdays and the four Kathys, and we're kind of a thing.
Oh, that's good company. Now you're keeping it's good fun. Company, girl.
Yes.
How did you go from television to being the CEO of the Kansas City Sports Commission and the Visitors Bureau?
I mean, oh my gosh.
That is a leap.
Not really.
You don't think so?
No. So my college major is chemistry. That's a leap.
Well, this all makes sense.
Makes sense.
It's all coming together now.
Yes,
just,
the puzzle is filling in.
But I did switch my major junior, senior year. So spent 12 years at Fox 4 and then launched Metro Sports.
So, I did not know that you were behind that.
I didn't either.
There were a few other guys that started it and they're like, hey, you seem smart. You are an athlete. You know how this works. And
Dave Stewart was involved in that, was he not?
I hired Dave from Channel 9.
Yep,
hired Dave from Channel 9. We produced Royals games. We started Royal Sports Television Network. So many big things launched under our idea umbrella of Metro Sports. So I then served on the Sports Commission board and worked, volunteered, chaired multiple events for the Sports Commission. And then at the time, the CEO, Kevin Gray, said, you should come work for me. And here I am. He
was a great man.
He hired me and died suddenly about 6 months after I started. And here I am.
Yeah, I knew Kevin. He was a
great
guy. He was a good man.
Yep.
Yeah, he was. All right, we're going to visit with Dr. Rick, a.k.a. Bill Glass, or Bill Glass, a.k.a. Dr. Rick.
Whatever you want to do.
The Kathy Nelson. And our studio audience is two-time silver medalist Taryn Humphrey here on Dana and Parks. So we got the Big Slick. It's in town this weekend, tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Center. Are tickets still available? Do you guys know?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I
you
know
should there was go some. To T-Mobile there Center. Yeah, there's some general admission tickets. Yep.
Okay. Anyway, joining us in studio, our live studio audience, Dr. Rick Superfan, Olympic gold, silver medalist Taryn Humphrey is in here. But we also have Bill Glass, my old college colleague and partner, who is probably best known as Dr. Rick, in the Progressive commercials, and of course, the Kathy Nelson from the Sports Commission and the Visitors Bureau. You're going to tell me a story that I already know, but it's a great story. How did Bill Glass go from KU to Second City in Chicago to becoming one of the most recognizable pitchmen on television?
So when we were getting close to graduation, I found out that my starting job was going to be about $12.5 a year in the 200th TV market. And I said, I like journalism.
In Minnetonka?
Yeah, Minnetonka, Poughkeepsie, Paducah, Kentucky.
Sheboygan.
If I was lucky. And back then it was driving around with the 3/4-inch decks and the umbilical cord and the camera. I'm from the late 1900s, people. And so doing deck-to-deck 3/4-inch editing was not something I was looking forward to. And so I figured I could go home to Chicago and take improv classes and wait tables and make close to the same money. And then that's what started it. And then I took classes at Second City, and then I found a place called Improv Olympic. And that's where I was there when Koechner was there, Neil Flynn was there, Amy Poehler was there, Tina Fey.
This is a who's who.
Yeah, I was. It was a murderer's row. Brian Stack, who wrote for Colbert, and I'm missing a ton.
Wasn't Stone Street there at one point?
Well, that's when we met there. So that's my connection to Big Slick, is he and I met. We can't remember if it was 96 or 97.
Was that Upright Citizens Brigade era?
Yes.
Okay.
So Matt Walsh, Besser, Tina, again, Amy Poehler. I don't know if Tina was in Upright. But then I knew them as the troupe, Upright Citizens Brigade, and then they took it to New York and created the theater. So I saw those guys sort of when they started it. And it's great to learn, watch those guys on stage and figure out how to fail and fail well was great. And then I got my union card in a regional Lowe's commercial back in 1997. And that was like, if you had your card, you felt like you could go to LA or New York.
And do you have to have the card to go to LA?
You don't have to, but at the time I was told it was good to be in SAG-AFTRA in our union. So I got my card, and then I've been out there since 98. And then
how do you stumble on Deductor? Yeah,
I'm a 30-year overnight success.
But you did taste infringement commercials for Coke and Coke
Zero.
Wow,
you're bringing it back. Yeah, that was a hidden camera improvised campaign about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was the only other campaign I've ever had. And then it's been job to job. You go into the room, your agent submits you, and then if the casting director likes your photo, they call you in. You go in and audition. Typically, you'll have a callback where they narrow it down a little bit. And then the callback, you get put on hold, or they check your availability to see if you're available for the shoot. And of course you are. That's why you went on the audition, but exactly. They check. And then if you book it, you get the gig. So it's been 30 years of that. So it's been kind of one-offs for 30 years. And then I had to audition for this one.
When was the first time that you got recognized as Dr. Rick? And you're like, this thing might be a hit.
I actually don't remember the first time because I don't get recognized without the mustache.
Oh.
And also when you couple it with being
that is so weird.
With being in LA, nobody cares, dude.
No, yeah.
Yeah. You know? I had one humbling moment. I was going to Disneyland with my family, and somebody said, I love your work, and they said, we love your Sonic commercials. And that wasn't me. That was TJ. I know him. He's a guy from Chicago. But so I don't regularly get recognized.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But you did when we were at the KU football game.
A different story.
What happened at the KU football game?
We walked through. Kathy was kind enough. My sports angel. We went to see Booth Stadium, the new stadium or new half of the stadium. And I walked in, and the security guy knew me right away. It's right as I had gotten done saying what I'm saying to you. I'm like, I don't get recognized. And we walked through these doors. And he's like, are you the guy from? And I'm like, okay.
So, and then the elevator guy went, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he didn't believe us as we walked off. I think we shocked him. He was still stunned. So there were two when I came out to KU.
There were three.
Yeah, three, okay.
There was the guy sitting behind us.
Oh, and he did, yes.
He had had a few drinks, and comes up, he's like, have you seen those commercials? You're I'm right. like, oh, you're embarrassing
There really
yourself.
Was a flurry there. So yes. Yeah, but when I'm in LA, there was a little bit of a flurry. So there were three, but I generally don't get recognized.
Out of all the progressive shticks or bits that you've done, do you have a favorite?
I think I have recency bias, but with the guys in the manhole or the sewer.
Brilliant.
And then my buddy Chris Witoski, who plays Tom Pritchard, when he goes, Jan, or could be Jan. I mean, I just remember that day of shooting. He just was slaughtering lines all day. I mean, he was just so funny all day. So it's funny to see what they pick. But those two recently, I mean, if I had to be selfish, do you remember the seminar ones when on stage? Mm-hmm. That's just when I get to play more. So selfishly those, but the recent ones, I think I'm pretty proud of. They're pretty funny.
Can I bore you with my favorite?
Please do.
Don't Turn Around. That's LL Cool J.
that one was fun. He was great. He was a blast.
Yeah.
You know, he was a really nice guy. They're all fun. Genuinely. And I'm just happy. The biggest compliment, I've said this before, is when people come up to me and they say, I don't fast forward through your commercials.
I don't.
So that's the, in commercial land, that's the biggest compliment you can get. So
my favorite is the salad bar when he goes to pay and they say, it'll be 19. He's like, no, I'm just paying for mine.
Yeah. And again, that's Mike Nelson, and he's another home run hitter. So he and Chris, and then Abra is the young lady who plays Julie. And Valentina, they might be our three or four regulars.
How many do you film a year? Is there a set amount, like you have to do four, you have to do five?
Or like a cadence to it?
I don't think there's a set amount. I mean, the general, so we just shot in March or April, can't remember, but we'll shoot so there'll be a fitting on Monday where everybody comes in and tries on the clothes for the spot, and our wardrobe, we'll put it together, and we get that approved. And then Tuesday through Friday, we'll try to knock out a spot a day, a commercial a day.
So you're saying those aren't your normal clothes?
No, they're not.
Okay, good. They're that makes not. You feel better.
I do my very best to avoid not looking like the character.
Good.
Turning 55 is hard enough. You know, I don't need to add to it with a bad wardrobe. So,
it's fair.
But yeah. if you're doing wardrobe on a Monday,
yeah.
Filming Tuesday through Friday,
yeah.
That leaves for a lot of downtime in your life, does it not?
Oh, it does.
Do you have other projects that you're always working on?
Well, I mean, I'll take any audition that comes up. You know, I'm still in the mode of trying to find the next thing or move up or over to TV and film, however you want to phrase that. But so it's,
Notice you've taken up golfing lately, Bill.
Well, that's where I'm going, but with a lot. I also got invited kindly to some celebrity charity golf tournaments. I don't think of myself as a celebrity, but if people want to invite me to play golf, I'll go. And it's been great. It's for a couple charities, St. Jude. That's a great charity. So I did the Warburton, which is Patrick Warburton, who was on Seinfeld, and Kevin Rahm, who's out here for Big Slick. He's got the Rahm out in Florida. So those were two of the recent ones. So yeah, I mean, look, it's an easy way to give back and donate. So if me playing with a foursome raises some money for a charity, I'm in. It's a lot like this event. So it's a lot of fun.
I've long said, and you may not be able to comment on this, but I've always believed in striking while the iron's hot. Dr. Rick is hot. And I don't mean sexually. I just mean the character is super crazy hot.
I think I'm fairly attractive.
Well, you're attractive, but I wouldn't go so far as to say it's hot.
C plus, B minus. I mean, come on. Kind of like my entire life, 75%, 80, maybe 82, a low B. I mean, come on.
As I always tell Scott, you're reasonably attractive.
Thank you.
Yes.
If I'm in the reasonably range, I'll take
reasonably
it.
Reasonably attractive.
But I've always thought, and I don't know if this is the insurance company that would have to do it or, some Hollywood studio, is snatch this character up, almost like it's a Ted Lasso, because it is, I think. I think it's that funny. And whoever told you that, I never fast forward through your commercials, is true. I have never in my life, in fact, if I'm watching TV at night and I'm fast forwarding through the commercials and you're like three in, we stop and watch.
Ah, thank you, bud.
It's that good. But I've always thought they ought to do like a little mini series of Dr. Rick, because the scenarios that for which you could create of people you're in my age,
mm-hmm.
who are turning into our parents.
Yes, sir.
And maybe at some point I'll share how Taryn Humphrey almost turned into her parents when you showed up, super fan, weirdo.
Pointer.
Taryn, reel it back. Reel it back, Taryn.
Stop pointing.
I mean, it was almost like a tractor beam on Bill, and her finger was the Millennium Falcon. But, I mean, it would make, and maybe this is above your pay grade or maybe something you shouldn't comment on, I don't know, and I don't want to get you in trouble.
You won't. I'm good.
But why not take this character to the next level?
Well, it's just their choice, I, you're not the first person to say it, and I'm honored, and thank you. It means a lot. But they're in advertising. Maybe they don't want to move into a TV show. But that you're right. It is above my pay grade. I don't mind commenting on it, but I don't have the power to make that decision. But I would just like people to remember. The guy behind the mustache does the funny, so he could do another sitcom. he could. Hello, industry people listening.
Hacks just got over. Yeah, you would have been perfect on Hacks.
I can do plenty of comedy, Scott.
I've known you for a long time.
Given the opportunity, but no, I appreciate it. I'm glad people like the character enough to say things like that. Like you're not the first one to go. It'd be a great sitcom or movie. I just go where I'm told. So you're right. It is probably the client's decision. Yeah. I don't think the ad agency could even sway them. But I'm just content that we get to keep making commercials. It's a lot of fun.
I don't know your schedule. Do you have 10 more minutes?
Mm-hmm.
10?
15?
I'm good.
We're good.
We can go to 6.
I'm good.
Okay.
Well, not 6 o'clock, but.
If you want. Because I do, Kathy, with you in studio, I do want to touch on the World Cup, which is literally right around the corner.
It's looming.
And it's less than 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So Kathy Nelson, CEO of the Kansas City Sports Commission, also the Visitors Bureau, Bill Glass, a.k.a. Dr. Rick, and superfan Taryn Humphrey, 2-time silver medalist in the Olympics. We'll be back, fellas. We won't.
We won't. Not doing it.
From the text line, Bill Glass is a Sheboygan 10. I believe that's a high compliment.
Hey, that's the best compliment I've gotten all weekend. Sheboygan 10 for the win.
Or like a Butte 10.
Okay. So, I mean, hell, I'd take a Sheboygan 9. That's a win,
Bill Glass, a.k.a. Dr. Rick from the Progressive commercials. He's in town for Big Slick this weekend. There's a big VIP event tonight. And then the main event is tomorrow at T-Mobile Center. Before we get into the World Cup, Kathy Nelson, the Kathy Nelson, How much planning goes into the performance, or how much of it is improvised?
Yeah, what are you doing tonight?
A lot. I'm not a part of the performance. I'm just there on stage. But I mean, the families start, and that's what makes this event so great. It's really the families of the six hosts. They work on it like a month after this ends, they'll start again, or a month or two.
Really?
So that much planning goes in, getting musical acts, the stand-up acts, figuring out what they're going to do. So I would say, based on what I've been told, it's about almost a year of planning goes into it, and then getting the guests and building the show run. And Adam is the producer, and he puts everything together, and they do it.
Do you go out to Children's Mercy?
We just were there that's where I came straight from. We did Friendly Feud. Mm-hmm. So we have teams.
Whose team were you on?
I was on Heidi Gardner's team.
Nice.
And we won. I don't want to brag, but we're champions this year.
You can brag.
Yeah, we're good. We're great. We know things, and we did things. In
the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to have an interview. I interviewed Will Forte yesterday,
and okay,
he is not from Kansas City, but he might as well be Kansas City royalty, because he's been to 15 big slicks.
Yeah. There are some OGs. I mean, look, you have to commend Riggle and all these folks. They've raised over $30 million. Mm. Children's Mercy is the gem of your city. I mean, it's not just a treatment hospital. It's a research hospital. And again, the families being behind it, I know I sound cheesy, but it's true. It is a family event, and the way Kansas City shows up and shows out, I wanted to come back so much this year, yet last year was my first year, and it was amazing just to see the community respond, and I hadn't been back here for like 30 years, so it kind of reignited catching up with you, and meeting Kathy wasn't too shabby. She's pretty decent, but and reconnecting with Stone Street.
She does the league minimum.
And
shots fired.
I'm going to step away from the microphone, folks.
She knows I'm kidding.
I know you're
She's kidding. The hardest working woman in Kansas City, without a doubt.
But it's a great event. And so if you can support the auction, there's links on the website, bigslickkc.org, I think, or you can go to Children's Mercy, find an auction link. Buy merch. If you're going to buy, that's what I've been
that's
saying.
That's where the money is,
That's
it?
What I've been saying. But it's just simple for all of us. It's affordable. It's reachable. Yeah. And it's going to great cause. So if you're going to buy a sweatshirt at any time this year, why not buy one now for Children's Mercy? And they're great quality. And so that's what I've been saying. Grab a t-shirt, grab a sweatshirt, and it's a nice small way to contribute.
It's a great cause.
Speaking of, spend the day with Will Forte last year went for some like obnoxious like $70,000.
Yeah. Like, and yeah, I believe he spent 24 hours with folks. Yeah. I look forward to, I haven't seen him yet, but I was genuinely curious how that turned out. But there are some great prizes in the auction. So
there's a spend the day with Heidi Gardner in Kansas City. There's a bunch of spend the days with.
I'd pay for that.
And I think there's a couple set visits in there. So if you want to go to a Hollywood set, I mean, there's some really great stuff, genuinely. So it's a great cause. They do great work, and I'm honored to be here for year two.
Kathy, we would be remiss if we don't ask you about the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Coming to
Kansas
City.
Kathy, I'll take this. So what happened, Scott? Okay,
talk to me, Bill.
You go right on ahead.
No. No. You're tired.
Are you World Cupped out? It hasn't even started yet, girl.
No, excitement is brewing, that's for sure. And I've been in Dallas for Big 12 basketball meetings this week. And I thought of all times to be out of the city, and actually worked out perfect. Was able to still take a couple calls and focus on Big 12. But landing back in the airport last night made me realize this is such a regional community effort that's about to happen. And I think you're such a global sports soccer fan, football fan. You will get there, I promise.
I'm wearing my Germany shorts right now.
Good.
I played soccer for 9 years. I know the sports ball.
See?
Sports ball.
But I think I walk through the airport thinking that's welcoming to all of our visitors, domestic, international, but it's also reminding all of us as Kansas Citians how big this is, or how big it will be. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
How many hours of sleep are you getting tonight?
About six.
Both of them. Both hours.
Both hours of sleep.
No, you know, I really have to shout out to Pam Kramer, KC 2026 staff. They're the operations behind everything. You know, I spent 10 years working through the bid with the Chiefs and Sporting KC and, of course, KC Current and even the Royals. And now it's in such a great place now that we're ready. I really now get to be the cheerleader and bringing tourism here. I've been over to Argentina, of course, to England, getting ready to welcome everyone to Kansas City. It's intense, but yeah.
Speaking of, doesn't Argentina get here soon, the team?
I believe some of them are already here.
Are they here? Are they getting here? What's happening?
I believe Argentina arrives May 31st.
Okay.
So
days away.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But who's counting?
I'm not going to steal your thunder, but you were not the first podcast we ever did for Beyond the Pitch KC. That doesn't mean you weren't the most important. It just meant that with the schedule, that's where you fell. But we had about a month to go before we started launching the podcast, and we already had like four or five in the bag. You, the mayor, a handful of others, and we were sitting down one day talking about who leads off, who's our leadoff hitter for the podcast. And the vote was unanimous. It's Kathy Nelson.
Aww.
Tell Taryn and Bill, if you would be so kind, you will tell this story better than me. The trick, a couple of the tricks that you guys pulled, and I don't mean trick in a negative way.
Right.
It was just brilliant.
Sneaky.
I saw this, by the way. I saw the clips of this podcast.
Brilliant planning on how you guys convinced FIFA, hey, we might be the smallest market, but we're the best.
Yep. One of the things, and this is really credit to Sporting KC and Jake Reed and his team at the old airport. You may not remember the old airport.
Oh,
Bill.
I do.
Okay. So at the old airport, you know, when you land in the evenings, it was a ghost town. Mm-hmm. So it was purposeful that we may have had quite a few people walking around with maybe empty luggage that were all in jerseys, kits, ready to go, different teams, and just like, wow, look at all the vibrancy. And we just made sure the airport was full of what could or could not be passengers. So that was one thing, making sure
they were not, and their luggage was empty.
Right, and that's okay. It all worked. And then, you know, the route to get them there was very strategically planned to make sure they drove by certain billboards, they drove by certain areas in the city where there were activations happening. There may have been pop-up, little futsal games, soccer, you know, things happening. So wherever they turned and wherever we walked them through their stay, it was like a kind of just an accidental emotional
It was choreographed and choreographed very well.
It did, and the weather was 70 degrees and sunny. I mean, you know, it worked out great.
And I was always convinced that the big billboard on the west side of the Lowe's was for Kansas City to get us all pumped up and excited. Here comes the World Cup. We stand a chance. We might get it. Well, it wasn't for us.
And it was kind of not really,
but. Kathy shared with us that billboard was strategically placed on the west side of the Lowe's, and all the FIFA executives had west-facing rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
We had a 90-by-90-foot banner that said, we want the World Cup.
How convenient.
Ask her about the lawn at the Kauffman Center.
What was the lawn? I don't even think I've heard this story. What's the lawn at the Kauffman Center?
So that beautiful area between the K Barnes ballroom at the Convention Center and Kauffman Center, there was just happened to be pop-up soccer kids playing out there.
As one does.
Absolutely, every day.
Yeah. Let's head over to the Kauffman Center and kick a ball around for about an hour while the FIFA guys are waking up.
Yep. It worked out okay. Yes.
We wish you nothing but success.
Thank you.
And
it's going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. You literally are a gem for this city. And I speak on behalf of everybody here who loves soccer, who loves sports. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Because you here's another sports euphemism. You knock it out of the park every single time.
Aw. Have you read the Vahe Gregorian article in The Star? Somebody caught me off guard a week ago and called me Ghostbuster. I was like, what are you talking about? And they go, we read this article recently, and they were talking about how it all came together. And Vahe had given me a heads up that, hey, you're not going to like this, but we've interviewed other people, and it continued to kind of come back to you. And it was Jake from Sporting and Mark Donovan from the Chiefs. And they're like, everyone kept saying, who do you call? Who are you going to call? And so that became the theme of the article. And so Jake's like, you just know you call Kathy and it gets, I was like, oh, that's really kind. Well, but you know this, and I say this often, it's all the time. It's not me. It's who you have around you. And my team at the Sports Commission, my team at Visit KC, the city, KC26. I mean, it's pretty fantastic when you look at who the makeup of those staff are. And Bill was so gracious. Last time he was in KC, we brought him to the office.
That was fun.
And did a Q&A with our staff. So they were on cloud nine. Bill came in, spent about an hour with us.
Yeah, it was great.
I got to interview him in front of the room, and then we took questions from the staff.
I'm also just going to chime in as an outsider. You guys are so lucky to have Kathy Nelson.
Oh, facts.
I mean,
hashtag facts.
Like, listen to the story you guys just told about the length she went to and her team. I know she's going to praise her team, but it starts at the top. And to have somebody that cool to go to that length for the city and this region to bring soccer here, not just soccer, the World Cup. You're very lucky.
So real quick before we go,
Now I'm crying.
Yeah, you should be. That was really heartfelt. I'm an actor. I did a deep monologue.
That was good. That was really good.
Totally sold it.
Totally sold it.
The fake passengers, let's say that FIFA got out on gate 35. Would they just walk aimlessly down to like gate 30 and then turn back around?
Well, I was in the office, and so I wasn't there.
Tell me they were hearing earbuds where you're going, go.
Turn left to the bathroom, turn left. No, I mean, we knew exactly which gate they were coming into, and so the way they were filtered in and around the airport, yeah, they weren't, you know, if they were coming in at Terminal B, we certainly didn't have people at Terminal C.
Yeah, right.
It worked out great.
Cue Martha. We're going to cross. Steve, go, cross. Go, Steve, go. Cross. Cross. Rolling
cue
luggage. Go.
Cue the deer.
Go.
Roll the luggage.
Where's our Brazil uniform? I need Brazil. Stat. Give me Brazil and Argentina in tandem.
In tandem.
We need a tandem Argentina-Brazil. Stat.
Kathy, I need to know when we can do coffee again. How's your 2029 or 2030 shaping up?
Just a little more open.
Okay, just let me know. I'd like to get it on the calendar now, sooner than later.
You know, it does take us months to get our coffee scheduled, so that's not a bad thought.
The first time we met, I tried to get on our calendar for coffee, and legit, it took me 6 months. Wow. And we have been besties ever since. But that 6 months, I was like, oh, she better not cancel.
Took Bill a day.
Really, 5 or 10 minutes.
Bill,
I mean, really.
You were an overachiever. Godspeed.
You know, is it a gift?
I would say we'll see.
In time. Time will tell.
Bill, just sitting next to you, the memories come flooding back. It's so great to see you, my friend.
Great to see you, bud. Thanks for having me in.
Dr. Rick, the Kathy Nelson.
The Kathy Nelson.
Taryn Humphrey, two-time silver medalist at the Olympics. Thank you both so much. Big Slick this weekend in Kansas City. Well, I'll tell you what, that was fun. That was a ton of fun. And I thank my old buddy Bill for taking the time out. Kathy for coming up with the idea. And she reached out to me, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday, and said, we got the Big Slick coming up this week. You got any plans to talk about it? And I said, I'd love to. I said, but, you know, getting a Rob Riggle or a Jason Sudeikis in this studio is hard. And she goes, Bill and I will be driving around. We'd love to come by. And I said, get him in here.
That's what we call in the biz, good radio.
That was fun.
That was good radio.
That was a lot of fun.
And in the 4 o'clock hour, Will Forte.
And he's in Big Slick too, right?
Yeah, he's participating. Been here 16. Now, this is their 17th year. I think he's been here 16 years, 16 Big Slicks.
60 Minutes correspondent Cecilia Vega is accusing CBS News of censorship. Saying that she fears for the future of the network after she was fired.
Along with Sharon Alfonsi.
Uh-huh. From 60 Minutes, of their 7 journalists, only 4 remain after this week.
Anderson Cooper quit on his own.
Anderson Cooper quit, that's right. But they have a new editor-in-chief, Barry Weiss, and apparently they're removing some of the top producers and reporters. Cecilia Vega was one of them. Who was the other one you just mentioned?
Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper, and then there was one more.
Sharon Alfonsi,
that's right. She got the boot yesterday after she accused Weiss of trying to sanitize accurate reporting when the editor pulled a segment on deportations from El Salvador, or to El Salvador. Well, I will say this, and I'm not taking Barry Weiss's side at all, nor 60 Minutes, but when you are an employee and you criticize the boss, sometimes you end up getting fired. Especially if you do it publicly. You know, I mean, we may not always agree with the decisions that get made in our business or by our bosses, but if you think I'm going to take...
I always agree with my bosses.
I know you do, Sam.
Decisions and opinions.
That's why your ladder is going straight to the top.
Always.
But, I mean, there have been times over the last 30 years at this radio station where I've had disagreements with a decision that a boss made, and guess where I don't take them? To the air. We handle it in-house. That's how you do it. And I can go into their office, and I haven't yet, over the last 9 years with our current boss, I've agreed with everything he's ever done. But previous bosses, I would go in there, and I would make my case, and they would say, I hear you, and I think you might have some points. Or I don't hear you, and get the hell out. And we're going with my decision. Okay. That's why you get paid the bigger dollars than me. And if I feel that strongly about it, then I need to quit.
Do you think she's hurting her career by coming out and alleging censorship?
I don't think she's helping it. Mm.
Did you hear about the high school kid who got the Mike Wallace scholarship? And he, it was, I think it was $10,000 for his college career.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. But he let, when he got up to accept it,
yeah,
he let CBS have it. I mean, we are talking fire and brimstone. If you haven't seen it, go look up the, I can't remember the kid's name, but if you're anti-CBS.
I believe his name is John, no scholarship anymore, Smith.
Oh, it was scathing. It was salacious. I'm here for it.
All right. Again, Big Slick is the VIP is tonight. Tomorrow night is the big event at T-Mobile. Again, special thanks to my old college buddy, Bill Glass, a.k.a. Dr. Rick.
Is this his first time in the studio?
In the studio, yes.
Nice.
And this is his second Big Slick. He was in last year's as well. Taryn Humphrey was in studio. That was fun. Don't always get to sit next to a silver medalist. And, of course, Dr. Kathy Nelson with the Sports Commission.
The Kathy Nelson.
News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.